USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appears to be holding after nearly 2 weeks of fighting. Secretary of State Antony Blinken discussed the agreement on ABC's This Week.
President Biden's focus on relentless, determined, but quiet diplomacy is what got us to where we needed to be, which is to get the violence ended as quickly as possible, to stop more human suffering, and to at least put ourselves in position to make a turn, to make a pivot, to building something more positive.
Last week's ceasefire came after nearly 2 weeks of fighting between Israel and Hamas that left more than 250 dead and hundreds more injured. Mass shootings in New Jersey, Ohio, and Minnesota left more than 30 people wounded and 5 dead between Saturday night and Sunday morning. The shootings happening at a house party and also a private event promoted on social media. This is USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
At least 13 people died and 3 were seriously injured when a cable car in Italy plunged more than 60 feet to the ground Sunday. The accident happened as the cable car was traveling up a mountain, rolling several times down steep slopes before it was stopped by trees. And there's this sad story in China.
21 people participating in a cross-country ultra-marathon in China have died. Severe weather moved into the area of the 100-kilometer mountain course, with some racers going missing in the freezing rain and hail. About 150 people were found safe, with several being treated for minor injuries, while 8 remain hospitalized. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
At least 5 people died while trying to escape a lava flow in Congo. Mountain Niara Gongo unleashed lava that destroyed more than 500 homes on the outskirts of Goma. Witnesses saying Sunday the city of 2 million had been mostly spared after the volcano erupted at night, sending thousands fleeing in panic. Still too early for a full death toll in some of the hardest hit communities. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
3 Republican senators are introducing a bill to allow police to enforce immigration laws. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama is one of them. He tells Fox News,
you know, they've cut the legs out of ICE. Their apprehensions are down almost 70% this year with the influx of migrants coming in. You know, that's ridiculous. So this basically says we want to empower the local and state law enforcement, which right now they don't have jurisdiction, but give them the authority to work with ICE.
The Biden administration has put limits on Immigration and Customs Enforcement arresting illegal immigrants starting the day he took office by undoing key Trump-era policies and replacing them with more liberal ones. Republican state attorneys general have been pushing back. Arizona is pursuing litigation, including a lawsuit with Missouri over the administration's narrowed enforcement guidelines. And a perplexing mystery from USA Radio's Wendy King in the Pacific Northwest Bureau.
One of the tallest buildings in southern China that shook earlier this week without any explanation has now been closed. The owner of the 71-story SEG Plaza in Shenzhen told everyone to stay out of the tower. He said they're trying to do inspection work to find out why the tower was shaking. The wobbling only lasted for a few minutes, while 15,000 people inside the building were panicking. Officials are having a difficult time finding the cause of the shaking. So far, earthquakes and structural damage have been ruled out.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.